think I was gonna see you again.
To the Big Bap and Friends Show. I am your host, Big Bap. I am so excited to be in here with y'all tonight. It is the favorite part of my absolute time of the night, and it is the time for us to get live, get fun, get funky, and really enjoy. So let me tell y'all something. Before I bring the co-host in and get started with tonight, I was sitting around, and I got up this morning, and everything about today was absolutely beautiful. I was starting off the day absolutely wonderful. Nothing was going wrong. Nothing was bothering me. And so if you go on DJ's Roundtable right now and go check this out, you're going to see what I'm getting ready to talk about right here real quick. So I was enjoying my day. And when I say enjoying my day, I mean really, really enjoying my day. And so I woke up this morning, and the first thing that popped into my head was the angel number. And so let me share with you guys what I learned today about the angel number 331. Today is March 30th, 31st. Today is also Big Bap and Friends' third season of the current format of how we've been doing Big Bap and Friends. And this is also episode 31. So 331 has just been in the vicinity. I've had several friends today who had birthdays today. So 331 has just really been everywhere for me. So let me read to you guys a little bit about 331. Angel number 331 is a message from the angels encouraging you to continue to pursue your chosen path. Not just any chosen path. Let's get into a little bit more specific of what it's telling you when you go look at your chosen path. Your angel warns you to pay attention to your thoughts and expectations. You are aware that negative and worrisome thoughts and beliefs might attract you in your reality and some undesired outcomes. This angel number is asking you to pay attention to the guidance you are receiving. It gives you information about the right steps to take on the path to spiritual development. They want you to know that you have their full support and their guidance. So if you've been seeing 331, if this day has been significant in your life, if you've had great outcomes and worrisome situations going on in your life, today was a good day to sit down, meditate on it, and really get some clairvoyance in your life. So I hope you did that. But without further ado, because y'all know we got to do it, let's do it just like this. Go ahead and get comfortable. Pull your girl or your guy up next close to you. If you're non-binary, transgender, or whatever that is, too, whatever y'all call yourselves, y'all do that too. But get real close to the person that you like today. Give them a nice kiss on the cheek, on the lips, on the neck. Some of y'all might get a little bit nasty, but we ain't ready to do that just yet. Because y'all know we got to bring the girl of the hour in the building. What it do, Miss Lucy? What's going on, love?
What's up? What's up?
What's crack-a-lacking?
Nothing. What's goody? Hey, y'all. How y'all doing?
Man, listen. You know, me and you have been talking a lot about angel numbers and stuff recently, man. And when I saw that one this morning, I'm not going to lie, man, I thought about everything that we have done over the last few months. And I'm just like, if that wasn't a culmination today of words that I needed to read, see, and hear, man, I hope it did something for you when I just read it to you.
Yes, it did. And not even only that, since yesterday, all I have been seeing is ones, like straight ones. Normally, I get like a mix of the numbers, but since yesterday it's been straight ones, and I'm just like, wait a minute, can y'all just come sit down next to me and just talk to me?
They're telling you, they ain't got to talk to you, they're telling you what they need you to know,
they,
and you need to get
they,
it.
Look here, if it ain't 111, it was 1111. I'm just like, you know what, look, stab it.
All right, man. So hold on now. You know, there's one more member of this broadcast journalism team. Y'all know we got to bring my boy in the building. Let's go ahead and get my boy D up in here. D, what are you doing in the building, pimpin'?
Ain't nothing, man. What's up going on with y'all?
Oh,
what's
boy, he came in loud and clear. That nigga came in like he got his nuts sucked on this morning.
He sound like he's what's up, homie?
Boy, listen,
nah,
she must
man,
have blew
I've been kidding. I've been kidding.
Yeah, she sounded like she blew him from the front to the back. Ooh.
He got something on that.
Ain't she going on the back. Ain't she going on the back.
He can't do with
like
all the energies.
Dude.
That nigga
man,
no
man,
work. He ain't do no work today. No, zero.
Man, listen, to tell you about work right now, man, I just been out of work for the past couple of days, so I just been grinding, man, and a lot of shit been coming to me that I didn't expect. So, you know what I mean? I'm just sitting back right now.
Okay, well, shit, if that's the case, let me hold a dollar.
I ain't said I got money. I'm just saying opportunity.
I just said let me hold a dollar. Damn, that ain't a lot. You could have went with the floor and said, all right, I got it.
Helen, you know when you ask a black person to borrow some money, the first thing they get is the skedaddle.
I ain't saying that. Listen. It ain't that like that, man. You know what I mean? I just been out of work for 3 days. And, you know what I mean? For the past 3 days, I've been on at least about three interviews. So I've been trying to I'm trying to get back. I gotta get back in there, man.
I mean, I got a dollar. You need a dollar? I got a dollar.
I ain't worried about the money.
I'm just messing with you, love. I'm just messing with you.
Yeah, that nigga ain't broke. Dwayne rich. He got all the money. Anybody can have 17, 11 kids got money.
17,
that's
11,
what I'm
that's
saying.
All
right. What I'm trying to say is I'm trying not to go into reason, so I got to go back into the workforce. You feel me?
Listen, bro. Listen, I feel you.
Man on my back.
If you decide to hit that pole, let me know. You know, I bring my girls through for you, you know?
Oh, boy.
They're
going to have chocolate D on the pole. Chocolate D on the pole. Yep.
Okay, I go by the name of Loose Change. My name is Susan B's and Under, baby. Susan B's and Under. You feel me?
Oh, this
nigga said Loose Change. Yo, now, anytime I see you post on Facebook, I'm going to be like, what's up, Loose Change?
See? Only my homeboys that know what the hell I'm talking about, but yeah.
Anytime
but,
I see
folks. Yeah. Nah, man, just been chilling. How y'all been doing? I've just been bothering people all day.
Nah, I've been good. I've been
bothering people all day with my posts.
Why you acting like the production manager offending people?
Yeah, because, you know, she can't say nothing on Facebook because she get booted.
Listen, she get booted quicker than me, and they call me bad. I'm like, bro, she be in timeout on every day of the week.
Ooh.
I don't even know. You know what I mean? No. I never got that email.
Ooh.
But you know what? I don't post like that, so.
You know what, though, Dwayne, to tell you the truth, when you made that one post with Baby Yoda and it says, my face when someone tells me stress balls are for squeezing, not for throwing at people who stress me out, I felt that to my core. I felt that. That was something new for me, I learned, because I'm chucking the bitches at somebody's head.
I'm a believer that a few people need to have medicine balls thrown at their forehead.
That's what I'm saying. So when I saw the post, I was like, learn something new.
Nah, the one that was offended people was the snippet.
Which one?
It was something that I put about snipping. So you got to look at it to see what I'm talking about, but yeah.
I don't
know what I'm talking about.
I truly don't see it.
Because he got in trouble behind it. So.
Well, that's probably why I don't need to see it, because y'all know I'm an angel. Y'all a bunch of troublemakers.
Listen, I don't know what you're talking about. I have been on my best behavior since 2020 started, so I'm going to need y'all to get off me.
Oh, man. I thought it was funny. Pat thought it was funny. Somebody else thought it was crazy.
I don't see it. I legit just went to your page and I don't see it. So I don't know what the hell.
It's not on my page.
Oh, shit. Well.
Somebody lurking. All right, guys, listen. We have.
I was like a crazy, too.
We have an amazing show lined up tonight, y'all. We are going to be having Danielle come on tonight, so we're going to be enjoying her tonight. We're going to be talking about some stuff going on with the Houston Fashion Show December 10th and 11th. We have Black People is Dope coming up tonight. We have What Day It Is coming up tonight. But next, y'all know it's one of our favorite segments, and is Black History is World History. So we'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Ooh, na, 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 na. Ooh. Big Bappin' Friends is brought to you by August Sisters Homespun Emporium, LLC, providing certified organic source ingredients for addressing general holistic health, beauty, and wellness problems with Mother Nature's solutions. Consultant, perks, wholesale, and professional size products are available. Visit ashemporiumet.com.
Listen, y'all, right now Ash Emporium has a new sale going on. The sale is called New Beginnings Sale. They are selling self-care healing oils, carrier oils to heal you from head to toe for a self-care regimen. Visit ashemporiumet.com. I keep telling y'all, I swear by what Yvonne is doing. I love her company. I love everything that she is putting out there, so continue to support her. Do not miss an opportunity to support a Black small minority-owned business, and that is one of the best on the market. All right, guys, we are getting ready to come into what I like to call my favorite segment of the month, and it is Black History is World History. And today is the end of Women's History Month. And so I didn't want to go and do something that I didn't know how to talk about or something that was foreign to me. I wanted to talk about a woman who absolutely imperative in my life. And I wanted to talk about her from a standpoint of the product of a man of being who I am today. And that is my mother. She was born Shirley Elizabeth Baptiste. She left behind 5 children, 4 beautiful daughters, and a son. She's left behind a litany of grandchildren. She has installed an impeccable work ethic. I don't really think that I know any person who works harder than the father of me and my 4 sisters. That is the ethic that we got from our mother. Through every countless up and down, she was known for her smile, her laughter, her heart, her warmth, her inviting personality, and her overall pleasantries. In 1989, I was 8 years old, and I was playing flag football. I was playing Pop Warner football. I'll take that back. Let me correct myself. And as I was coming around the right end, guy tackled me. Another guy tackled me, jumping on, and the third guy finally jumped on top. And I was at the 35-yard line, and I'll never forget it. My mom ran from the other side of the field all the way to the field, and instead of the referees pulling the players off, my mother was the players off for the first time. And it showed me then, and it reminds me to this day, that no matter how big, how strong, how fast we grow up, in our eyes of our mothers, we will always be our mother's baby. It doesn't matter whether you are 16 years old or 66. Your parents will always look at you as their baby. And so on the night where we've had our first spring of the year, well, not first spring of the year, but spring has set on us. We've had our first supermoon of the year. We're changing over into new seasons. We're coming out of COVID pods. People are getting new jobs. People are getting new beginnings and new outsets. But look at the matriarchs of your family on this fine, beautiful day and honor them. End the day honoring the matriarchs of your family. Because without their testament, without their will, without their intestinal fortitude, a lot of us wouldn't be here today. All right, let's go ahead and bring it back in with the rest of the hosts and the crew. I'm not going to make it all sappy because we got other stuff to get sappy with later on tonight. She be crying and shit. Be Dwayne, she done muted herself because she don't want nobody to hear her crying over there.
First off, you sound like you trapped in the closet, so I ain't hear nothing you said.
Trapped in the closet? How you hear me all night long, now you ain't hear nothing I said tonight.
Boulay?
Hell,
I don't know, you sound low.
I sound low?
I heard anything.
I didn't hear nothing, so I don't know what to tell you.
Dwayne, you know she bought a new phone.
Oh, she did?
Yeah, she bought a 1992 Nokia flip phone.
No, the hell I didn't.
Oh, she trapping. Oh, you ever trap that?
Yeah, I'm the plug, nigga.
What you plugging?
Don't worry about all that. Just know I'm the plug.
Oh. Wanna be
bitch,
a
I'm the goat.
Ball of... Listen, let me talk about something real quick before we move on to the next segment, because I don't know if y'all watched the trial of Mr. Chauvin or the man who killed George Floyd or whatever other terms you want to call it, but honestly, I haven't watched the trial, and here's why. They're going
to do... The motherfucker's guilty, that's why.
Well, yeah, but here's why I haven't watched the trial. I can't get with the bullshit. Because
right.
I watched one highlight clip, and it was day one. One highlight clip, and like I'm sitting here and I'm watching the video again, and I know the jurors in the courtroom is feeling however they feel, and they seeing all of this, and they hearing all this stuff about how everybody felt, whatever they felt, whatever the case may be, right? But in the one snippet that I caught on day one, the biggest thing that I realized was words fucking matter. I'm looking at prosecution. It was crazy. Like, parts of the case that you can't ignore, that you just can't run away, they're not even addressing in the first day. Like, everything that the defense pretty much said in day one, like, they just act like it didn't even happen. Like, we want to talk about the drugs in the system. Like, they literally looked at everything else that had nothing to do with nothing other than the man being there for 8 minutes. What the hell?
Am I watching basketball or playing basketball?
Yeah, I have no idea. I'm just mute Dwayne because I know that's the only person over there that's that's knee deep enthralled in sports over there. Let me see if he's ready to come back. See if he got whatever he got under control.
That was my controller.
So here's my question, guys. What? Because I don't know if y'all watched it at all or not. What has been y'all take on this so far? Because I'm perplexed.
I haven't watched any of it. I've been busy, so yeah.
I can't say I don't even know what channel it come on, but I do catch it from, you know, they do. I'm dead serious. They don't come on regular TV. It ain't like I do got cable, and I don't watch like CNN and Fox and shit like that. So I'm not going to tune in to stuff like
not
that.
Not only that,
so,
I hate the way they try to take away from the actual whatever took place. They always try to deflect and bring up, oh, well, he had drugs in his system, or he did this, or he... That ain't got shit to do with nothing, or why we here.
But here's the crazy part, though. When you look at everything that's been said, because like I said, I don't watch much news. I do more reading.
Yeah.
But when you look at what's being said and what's been done, I mean, this man was in the same store that he basically got killed in front of. He was in the store hugging people. The guy who was at the register, he said he was high probably. He said, but he wasn't a threat. He wasn't violent. He wasn't trying to commit any hurt, harm, or danger. He was like, he looked real approachable, real friendly. So it's just amazing to me that the defense is trying to create this whole other narrative, like this guy was some big brazen monster. But everybody who was there, every eyewitness account said, yeah, is he a big dude? Is he tall? Yes. But was he a big, mean, ugly, nasty monster? How the defense tried to depict him in day one? I didn't see it.
And that's why I don't watch that bullshit, because they do that stupid shit. Like, bruh, talk about what took place, the actual facts. Do what the fuck y'all supposed to do. Like, quit trying to deteriorate people.
See, that's the thing. Everything I've been seeing is more on the fact of the eyewitness accounts, and you know what I'm saying? They keep showing it. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I was a juror, I'm convicting him. I'm saying he's guilty just because I believe he did the shit. I ain't going to be impartial, but I believe he did it. So he did it intentionally because he was looking up at people while he had his foot on his neck like it was nothing. But as I watch the news and, you know what I mean, I do get snippets, and if I run across it, I see only thing they're really showing is like, oh, they just keep showing with him, you know what I mean, like with his foot on his neck. They got the eyewitnesses up there crying, telling them like, yo. But you know what? Are they the DA or the prosecutors? Whatever. Yeah, I guess it's the prosecutor. You know what I'm saying? They just driving it home like, yo, he killed him.
Yeah.
How he killed him. He didn't care how he killed him. He just killed him.
Mm-hmm.
And he's shooting him with facts. And that's what's
going on. Oh, yeah.
He's shooting him with facts. And that's what's going to lose that case for him.
Well, listen, guys, I hope he get convicted like how this song convicted us when we was kids watching this movie for the first time. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
God's trying to hear you. speak to me.
All right, y'all, welcome back to the Big Bad and Friends. Listen, that when she hugs her daddy and say that, that is my favorite part of the whole damn movie.
Look
what
movie is this one?
Huh?
What?
I'm trying to figure it out. I couldn't hear the song too much. It was going in and out on my end.
Take his black card. Take it. Somebody get it. Take his black card.
What song?
He don't deserve
from what
no
movie?
More.
What movie?
Color Purple. God's trying to tell you something. When she walked to the church.
I was thinking Color Purple, but I don't remember the song in Color Purple.
God's trying to tell you something.
I can recite
listen,
that movie front to back to front, left to right.
Yeah, most black folks can't. You know, listen.
I can, but that song, I don't remember it there. So, it's cool.
Oh, wow. That's like
that's
one of the best
cool.
scenes in
yeah,
the
that's,
movie.
That's more cool the end when he's sitting on the chair on the porch, just looking out across the house,
smiling, looking retarded. Okay. I know what you mean. I didn't know that was the song that was playing, though.
But baby, that's a classic. All right, y'all.
Go ahead.
All right, guys. Let's get into what day it is. Y'all know it is that time, so let's go ahead and play with these things that the production manager has probably found for us that ain't nobody gonna probably get right anyway. Excuse me. That was some good chicken today. Listen, when you eat good, you just get excited. All right, guys. So let's go. Let's go over this list of things that the production manager has gotten for us. If you go on DJ's Roundtable, you will also see it on DJ's Roundtable. So let's go ahead and look at what we have here because we got some stuff. All right. So starting at the top, today is National Tater Day, National Tater Day. Not tater tot, but tater. So if you like potatoes, today was the day for you. Go get you a tater, make you some tater stew, make you some broccoli cheddar tater soup. Like, just go tater today.
I'm glad you clarified, because it sounded like you said hater, and I was about to blurt out,
yeah.
I hate it. Yeah, okay, I wasn't, no, you heard it too. Okay,
That's why I said it about 98 different times, so that way people could, you know, get it together. Because, you know, sometimes when you just hear the word, you might not always get it the right way, depending upon somebody's swang or twang, so I wanted to give it to you good. All right, today is also National Bunsen Burner Day. So if you got a Bunsen burner, if you're a chemist, if you did well in school and you want to play with those things, then today is a day for you. Helen, this is for you and the production manager. This is where you lay on the floor and cross your feet at your ankles and do stuff. Today is National Crayon Day. So for those of y'all who like the color.
I show lay on my stomach, I kick my feet up and cross them and be swanging them while I'm coming.
Swang them.
Sweet cat. Yeah, I'm sure do.
Go. All right, let's get into a couple of more things. We also have National Prom Day. So I didn't know Prom Day started at the end of March. I thought that was in April and May, but apparently to the rest of the world, they start the first day of prom, March 31st. So if y'all got kids that's going to prom this year, well, I don't really know how they're going to prom. They must gonna stand in their own room and then dance with somebody else. But I don't know how that's going to work out. Y'all let me know how that goes.
It depends on what state you're in. If you're in Florida,
yeah, Texas, say you can go, baby.
See?
It's
wide open.
All right, we got a couple more. We also have National Little Red Wagon Day. Now, I'm going to tell you, that day right there is for all kids in the 60s and 70s. Because by the time we got to the 80s, them wagons no longer held up and they were no longer durable. Them shit was horrible. Did you get one of them wagons and somebody pull your ass around the corner and you just go tumbling like some blocks and legs? Listen, my childhood was traumatized with the bullshit they tried to give up.
Yeah, because your ass was running while you was doing it. That's why.
Bruh, listen, I was in the car, nigga. Don't judge me.
Well, the person left. You was over there saying, fuck it, run. Do what it takes.
Go faster. Go faster.
Right.
Which I'm not going to do is judge my life like y'all know my problems. Y'all know my problems. All right, here's another good one. Today is National Clams on the Half Shell Day.
No. They can throw that shit in the trash.
What's wrong with clams?
I'm good. Throw it in the trash.
I don't eat another one. I don't eat neither one. I don't eat clams, mussels. None of that shit.
Me either. Throw all that shit in the trash. Throw it all away.
Right. But I don't care if it's an aphrodisiac, but none of that.
So y'all telling me y'all
can't
eat food, but we can be out here sucking dicks, licking pussies, and eating booty holes, but we can't eat clams on a half shell?
I didn't say y'all could eat them. I said throw that shit in the trash for me. Y'all eat what y'all want.
Right. Exactly. Eat what you want.
That ain't got shit to do with what's going in me.
Oh, it go in your eyes.
God damn it, not no damn clam.
On the half shell.
Hey.
On the half shell.
Hey, you look your ass
right away on the half shell.
You left yourself wide open for that one. Now, listen, what they say.
But
you
look,
knock and
look
you will
I'm already
cookie.
Used to you. You stay coming with some bullshit.
How was that bullshit? You said you left the door wide open. Swing.
All right, what's next? What we got next?
Sweet chill. Okay. All right, we got, I then we got some birthdays. Let's cover the birthdays for the last couple of days. The last few days we had Gerald Fulton Jr., a.k.a. Hitman Holler. His birthday was today, was the 29th. Paul Morton Jr., his birthday was the 29th. 30th, you had MC Hammer, Richard Sherman, Tracy Chapman, and Lolita Kabula. Okay, listen, y'all going to have to work with me with these African names. You know they got 3,900 syllables in them, so y'all going to have to work with me. Now, people like, oh, you got their name wrong. Bitch, you come over here and read this shit. Like, nigga,
yo, that actually happened to me in AIT. There was a dude. His name was Dubeze. But the way it was spelled in Dubeze. So I would be like, hey, in Dubeze. He always... You say my name wrong, you disgrace my country. He would get so mad at me.
The first time that it happened,
he would slap off.
And here's the sad part, right? Just hearing you say his name, it looked like, and for me, I'm just saying, for me, if I would have had to say his name, I got to tuck my chin to my chest every time just to say it, so I can make sure I can get, you know what I'm saying, so you can get enough bass out your voice.
Yeah, and like my first time meeting him, all I saw was his name tag, so it was like, hey, Ndubeze. He was like, no, you say my name wrong. It is Dubeze, not Ndubeze. I'm sorry, shit, I didn't know I'm not from there.
See,
but then
look,
once we got cool, I would fuck with him.
Hey, Helen, every time you say his name, you chuck your chin down?
I kind of do. Hold on, let me see. Hold on, let me say it. Dubeze.
But it just,
shut the hell up.
I'm telling you, it just felt like one of those names when you hear it. It's just like, look, if you don't tuck your chin in when you say that name, you ain't saying his name right.
See, look, he probably listening right now. Putting a root on both y'all ass.
Hey, Ndubeze. Nah, he was cool with me. It got to the point where he told me, he was like, you know what, I'm sick of you. You call me Ndubeze, but you only one. And that motherfucker could run. I swear, it looked like Fufu was lying with you behind him. I know, but the shit
I had this one dude in basic. In basic training, this one dude, man, and this nigga, he was already about like 30 something. This motherfucker was running the 2 mile in like 5 minutes. Faint like it.
Yo, right? There was a guy in basic training with me too. Yo, I first seen him on the track. I'm like, I'm glad I ain't got to compete next to that nigga. Yeah.
All right, we got to do three more birthdays so we can go to commercial break, y'all.
Ooh.
All right, so we also got Tony Cox. We have, which is one of my favorite actors. We also have Tyree Henry, and we also have Tina Marie, who is celebrating a birthday. And we also have Shorty Lowe, who got murdered by T.I. in that battle. But Shorty Lowe was a hell of a rapper. But he just picked the wrong person to go against. All right, y'all, we'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Though I'm missing you,
I'll
find a way to get through. Living without you, 'cause
you were my sister, my strength, and my pride.
Every day I go on.
Heaven on earth, where you will leave looking good, feeling good, and smelling good. From your dreamy eyes and succulent lips down to your naturally glowing skin. Handmade with natural products to enhance your beauty and nourish your skin. It's time to love on you and unleash your inner goddess. Shop FallenAngelCosmetics.com so you too can get the looking good, feeling good, and smelling good.
Dwayne,
yeah,
why
baby,
you
trying to get people crying?
Huh? Ooh,
what?
You trying to get people to cry today, son?
Who?
You, man. You gonna play Speak to Me, then you follow up with Shaka Khan and them?
Yo.
Bugging.
I didn't know what I was doing when I picked these songs. I had picked like random songs one day, and when I went back to set the playlist up yesterday, I was like, damn, what emotions was I in when I set this shit up?
That's what I'm saying. And then you had the whole long speech about your moms. You want one today, ain't you?
Man, listen, I'm getting these emotions off me. And sometimes, like, the craziest part about it, like, and this is what I try to tell people is, like, when you have heavy emotions, you can't suppress them. You got to put them out there. You got to talk about them.
And there's a song for it.
Yep. Good there's a song for every mood, and I swear, like I just told you, I could write a book of my songs, and all of them fit to a specific mood or however my energy is feeling, my vibe, whatever. Baby, look here, if I got the feeling I need to hit that ugly cry in the shower, I play my ugly cry music. Shit. If I'm feeling myself, I play my feeling myself music. Shit. If I feel like throwing a little tail feather, shit. Of course, I go to twerk radio, play my twerking shit. You know? But, yeah.
And listen, the only problem with Helen is when Helen be twerking, though, she be having random dudes that be walking by trying to look at her and stuff. So I be trying to get rid of her.
Look, the shit was so crazy because I was in there I was working, minding my business, making labels and stuff. And the song came. I think it was it was Crybaby. So I'm in there. I'm crouched down at the printer, and I'm twerking. The dude walking by the window, and I seen him peek. I said, "Oh shit! Ooh, wait, hold on. I ain't never seen nobody walk on that balcony until that day."
Be a regular customer.
Helen be acting like she got old big rope shaker. Like she be acting like she be like when a good twerk song come on, Helen be acting like why all little booty girls act like they got the world's biggest dump as soon as a twerk song come
my
on.
My ass fits me. I don't act like I got the biggest ass.
I'm just saying, though, that is a natural curve. So soon as a girl hear a twerk song, boy, she could be 82 pounds soaking wet. As soon as she hear a twerk song, boy, she going to put all that gristle in the air.
Well, I know plenty of little booties that move way better than a bunch of these big booties.
We have a big booty, little booty competition?
No, I've seen
little
a lot of big
matter.
Booties. Bitches don't know how to use it. They do
what
not
do
know
how to
use it.
First of all, you comparing fake butts and real butts. They're not the same.
No, I'm talking about real asses. They don't know how to use it. These are
what
females I know that have
a real.
They don't know how to use it.
Listen, if you got a good big real booty, all you got to do is make it go flop. Listen, if you a dude. You know what flop sound like.
That's it.
You know what I mean? All that wiggle and jiggle y'all be talking about, that none of that don't mean nothing. Listen, when you get that big old booty in the bed, if it don't sound like somebody hitting on the back of an I-57 model and they come out and go flop.
They better make sure they got enough dick to get past the ass.
Hey, listen, that's not my problem. I can't speak. Listen, I can't speak for them ain't my problems.
Listen, man, most of y'all big booty chicks can't take dick nobody. I said
that is
fight
true.
Me.
I don't know.
I done seen a lot of big booty girls become Olympic track stars when sex happens.
Come on, man.
I ain't got
no parts
in none of that.
Come on, let's get to a subject.
You pick a subject. You ain't talking about shit up forever on here. What you want to talk about?
Let's go back to the to what you call it, man. As Nike seen the blowback.
Oh, that.
I don't know nothing about that situation. I have not followed.
And right now they are suing the shit out of his little ass.
Oh, okay.
Because they said they did not authorize it. They ain't authorized
okay.
it, but they allowed it. That's the way I'm saying it. But yet again, they still made the shoe, so fuck.
They claim they didn't make the shoe. Another company made the shoe.
Well, see here. Let me say this from a business
standpoint. Once that swoosh go on there. It's theirs.
It's theirs because that's their brand, and that's the thing that I tell people all the time. Like when you building your brand as the owner of your brand, the onus is on you. Like it's not on Lil Nas, Hoosie Faces, whatever, to tell them whatever. If they're going to support the brand, or they're going to support whoever he is or what he's putting out. They got to sit down and have a whole collaborative meeting and talk about the intent, the brand, all that good jazz, whatever, whatever.
Yeah.
So that falls on Nike. Go ahead.
No, what I'm saying is, okay, so like the production manager that just said in the chat, another company did the design, right? But my whole thing
uh-huh.
is, why Nike didn't sue them when they made the heaven ones?
No, see, look, now, let's put it like this. Both of the sneakers are limited editions.
Mm-hmm.
The Holy Water ones are limited too, but they were never pushed. They were never pushed. You had to, if you knew, you knew.
I don't know if they were made by the same company, but yet again, they were about
$1,500 to $2,500 per pair, and I think it was like only 100 made. So
here's my problem. Here's the question
like
that I asked. Let me ask you a question. Let me get a better understanding. What is the actual controversy with the shoe? Like, because I understand the video. What's the controversy with the shoe?
They claim there's a drop of blood in every shoe, and then there's a sigil in the shoe. Like,
so they said that there's a drop of blood. They said that there's a drop of blood in the shoe?
Yeah, a drop of human blood.
It's a drop of blood
on
each shoe, and then it's the, and also it's the, they call it the Satan shoe.
Yeah.
Because they made the Holy Water ones, which the Holy Water ones are actually from, I believe, the River Jordan or the Tigris or the Euphrates River, whatever which one. They're both nasty ass bodies of water, if you want to ask me. But but
right.
Yeah.
I'm
so
okay on that. On that note, we're going to take a quick commercial break because I'm not even going to say what I was about to say. It'll probably get us kicked off the air. So we'll be right back after this commercial break.
Hey, Trap, I'm feeling like Uncle Lou Jr. on this one. Hey, love booties matter. Love booties matter. Love booties matter. Love booties. Love booties.
Yep.
Love booties. Love booties.
Wow.
Love booties matter. Love booties matter.
Wow.
Love booties matter. Love booties matter. Love booties matter.
Where is the, I want the, I need the, show me the, throw me the, this for the, you know the love booties matter. Where is the, I want the, I need the, show me the, throw me the, this for the, you know the love booties matter. Hey. Love booties coming back in style, love booties gon' drop it to the tile, love booties make me smile. I got 10 love booties in the pile, I'm about to make the love booties wild. Pick it up, break it down, the love booties about to win the crown.
Wow.
A love booty never make me frown, the love booty
wow.
about to fuck it up right now. And she gon' throw it back like a truck right now, watch out
wow.
Where is the, I want the, I need the, show me the, throw me the, this for the, you know the love booties matter. Where is the, I want the, I need the, show me the, throw me the, this for the, you know the love booties matter. Love booty poppin' like a gun, love booties only wanna have fun, love booties got buns, love booties she get hotter than the sun, first place, love booties number one, love booties weigh a ton, nah, love booties weigh none, love booties always get the job done, love booties love to run, the love booties already won, love booties leave your whole body stunned, up looking for the, where is the, I want the, I need the, show me the, throw me the, this for the, you know the love booties matter, where is the, I want the, I need the, show me the, throw me the, this for the, you know the love booties matter. Where is the?
I want the.
I need the. Show me the
love booties.
Point out the love booties.
Love booties.
Point out the love booties.
Where is the?
I want the.
I need the.
Show me the love booties. Point out the love booties. Love booties. Point out the love booties. Big booties matter too, but the love booties know it.
All right, y'all. We have to show Helen Booty some love tonight, so we are back with, you know, Lil Booty. Hey, Lil Booty. Oh, she don't want to talk to us neither when she mad.
I think she muted.
She ain't muted.
Oh.
She might be muted, but she ain't muted.
You know, I tried to tell her that they matter. Do I not?
All right, so let's get into some of our favorite parts. All right, we're getting ready to do the entire countdown of all the dumb shit that happened. Actually, let's do birthdays first. Let's knock out birthdays, and then we're going to get into the foolishness of the
show. I thought we did the birthdays already.
We did the end of the month birthdays, but we're going to go over the highlight of the birthdays. This is the end of the month show. This is the last day, so we got to go back and hit some of the highlights of who had birthdays.
You going in and out.
You going in and out.
You know what? I'm gonna just mute myself.
She's been going for 39 minutes and then wanna come back and yell at people.
No, I've been here the whole time. You don't always have to speak and address us. So yeah.
Can I talk with you? Get out your feelings. Put your hands on me.
That's what I was trying to say. You know, man, she got a problem.
All right, in the month of March, let's go back and cap. March 2nd, we have Method Man, Lupita Nyong'o, Quincy Jones, Stephen Curry, Simone Biles, Tina Marie, Papoose, Michael Irvin, Common, Timbaland, Queen Latifah, Spike Lee, Nat King Cole, Aretha Franklin, Chaka Khan, MC Hammer, Mariah Carey, Juvenile, Shorty Lowe, just to name a few of the people who had birthdays in the month of March. All right, y'all, so now we're getting ready to do our closeout for all the crazy shit that happened in the month of March. Boy, y'all went strong. This is the most I think we had, 37 so far. So let's go down some of these.
Okay, number one, we had Meghan Markle and Prince Harry debacle over the color of their baby and the racist family.
First of all, I just want people to know, Dwayne, I don't understand how people didn't realize that the royal family is racist. Like, I didn't know how they didn't know that was a problem.
Listen, I don't see it as a problem. It is what it is. You know, fuck it.
It's amazing to me how people still be shocked about that, though.
Hey, some people are. Did I care about it? Nope.
After being accused of being a racist, let's go ahead and tie the next one in because it goes right with it.
What's that?
Huh?
Listen, man. You mumbling. I can't hear what you got going on, bro.
That's all I've been saying the entire time.
First of all, Helen, you ain't finna be yelling at me like you know who my problems are.
I can, but I'm not yelling at all.
Put your hands on me. I promise you. Put your hands on me.
I'm not gonna condone any violence on the show.
She violent, Dwayne. She be mean to me. Okay, let's see. Number five. WAP becomes... Wet ass pussy becomes a controversial subject at the Grammy Awards. I still don't understand how people is upset about that. Like,
I'm mad. They're mad because you talking about songs of the year, and that wasn't the song of the year, but the song of the year was a song that nobody heard.
What was the song of the year?
I don't know. Let's put it like that. It was a white person. It was a white by Billie Eilish. That's what it was, I think. Yeah.
Okay.
So. That's just the point. And then she didn't put that song out until November, right before the cutoff. So how is that considered the song of the year?
And it won song of the year?
Yeah, that's what I'm just saying.
Oh, okay. More white people shit. Okay. Like, white people, white people. Like, and I know people going to take that as like, oh, he's being racist or he been whatever. But it's like, this is what I keep telling people. Racist is being the person who has the power to enact control. And so you can't tell somebody else that they're being racist if you are the one who is considered the power element. So, again, that's white people, white people. All right, let's go on.
White people, white people.
So we got Blue Ivy winning the Grammy before Carrie Hilson. Yeah, I've been seeing that meme a lot. Jamie Foxx won an Oscar for his movie Soul. That was a great movie. I really loved how they did that movie. Derek Jackson and his cheating scandal and his wife with her bonnet of salvation.
And then the follow up with the OD Greens and the beret.
Bro, listen, when they did the Call of Duty, when I was done, like, bro. Listen, I was done. I'm sorry. Listen. I've never laughed so hard a day in my life when I seen the Call of Duty one. But when they did that one, I was good. Let's see. We have Jessica Walters, Death, a.k.a. Mallory Archer, for those of you guys who watch Archer, the comic show. That hit me hard because Mallory is my girl, man. She be giving us business. But that old lady be having some comebacks, boy. let's see, Lil Nas X, we already talked about his dumb shit. Derek Chauvin, we already talked about his stuff. Sarah Obama, the paternal step-grandmother of President Barack Obama. I don't know what that has to do with anything. The poet and the actor, Craig Mums. Grant died. Elgin Baylor died. Antonio Hodges, a respected and celebrated opera singer. I don't know what happened with him. It's kind of incomplete there. A bunch of people won Golden Globes. Michael Strahan closes his signature tooth gap. Michael Strahan got rid of the gap?
Yeah.
I didn't see it yet, but I just heard about it 2 days ago.
Somebody got to put a picture of that because I want to see if this nigga looks funny now because I like this gap. I'm sorry. This ain't no gay shit, but to me, I liked it. Like, but that's me. Whatever.
Let's see
what else we got here. Halle Berry's child support, which used to be $16,000 a month, was reduced to $8,000 a month. Lil Mama's heterosexual rights movement. Let me tell y'all something. I'm all for Lil Mama and her heterosexual. Listen, as a straight person, especially as a straight man in America, it is damn near hard to say anything without somebody being gay acting like you attacking them. Don't get me wrong. I am all for LGBTQ rights. I think y'all should have access to everything that y'all want to have access to. But what y'all not going to do is every time somebody says something to y'all, turn around and say, oh, you homophobic. Or you some type of phobia. No, bitch, y'all can be fucked up, too. Y'all are not above being perfect. Like, they said there was only one perfect one. His name was Jesus, and I don't see Jesus walking around this bitch, since that's what y'all believe in. Okay.
And he was born of sin also.
Okay, so let's... Right, because his mama was out there hoeing. She got pregnant by God, so...
Come on, see, here we go.
Listen, I'm ready. All right, y'all. Okay, number 22, we got Shrimp and the Cinnamon Toast Crunch. Number 23, Stacey Dash want to be black again. Sweetie, we have been counseling you for over a decade now, damn near two. So, no, ma'am, you don't get to come back home just because now you want to date a black guy. That don't work. Let's see. The Black Bachelor breaks up with Caucasian fiance because she doesn't understand what black men go through.
Well, shit, she ain't black.
Who's that?
The black bachelor. He broke up with his fiance from the show because she didn't understand what black men go through. I mean, if you're not like, that's like saying that I don't understand what Lebanese women go through. I'm not a Lebanese woman. Like, come on, man. Let's do better. let's see. So far, we've canceled Lando Lakes, Mr. Potato Head, Paw Patrol, Mrs. Butterworth, Uncle Ben's, Washington Redskins, and Speedy Gonzalez. Hold on. We got rid of Speedy Gonzalez? I didn't get this memo. What Speedy do?
I'm trying to figure out, when did we get rid of Paw Patrol?
Paw Patrol been a minute. But hold on, what Speedy Gonzalez do? All Speedy did was run real fast, and then he had to cut the slowpoke. Like, what Speedy do?
They say he was racist both because of the
Yandere, yandere, yiba, yiba.
He was Mexican.
Exactly. They trying to cancel all our shit from back in the day.
First of all, everybody understood. Everybody knew Speedy Gonzalez and Slowpoke Rodriguez was Mexican cousins. I don't understand the disrespect there.
Can they call it? I don't know, bro.
Listen, y'all Americans are sensitive. Y'all would get mad about breakfast. Okay, let me, you know what, after that, I'm going to take a quick commercial break and then we'll come back and read the rest of these because these, y'all have got me in my feelings. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
If I never feel you in my arms again, if I never feel your tender kiss again, and I can't stop thinking about the way things used to be. And I can't stop thinking about the love that you made for me. And I can't get you out of my head. How in the world would I begin to let you walk right out my life and blow my heart away? And I can't stop caring about the apple of my eye.
America, Speedy Gonzalez. I just,
I'm okay with a lot of stuff being canceled, but Speedy Gonzalez, a person who was known for running fast and getting out of trouble and helping people. Speedy Gonzalez's whole thing was he helped people.
He did not help no goddamn body.
Yes, he did.
Speedy was on some bullshit.
Speedy was always getting people out of trouble. All the little rats.
He was on some bullshit. He was a little rat that was on some bullshit. And then they always tried to fuck with Slowpoke.
Man, Slowpoke was...
But they could never catch him.
I love Slowpoke. That's my dude.
But they could never catch his little ass. I don't understand it. But
man, I ain't got no beef with Speedy. All right, let's finish the list. We got a few more things to get into before we do our Black People is Dope segment. All right, so let's go. Number 26, Andrew Cuomo is under investigation for sexual harassment in New York. Boy, they want Cuomo. They don't get between. I don't know who they want more between Cuomo and Deshaun Watson. They own it.
He just caught 21 cases.
Bruh,
Deshaun Watson. They
Watson, they running neck and neck, D.
They on that man. Well, listen.
Hey, listen, because I'm not even gonna lie. In the beginning, when I read the first story with Watson, I was like, it was a massage. She was naked. Like, I didn't really see the whole issue. But nigga, now that they done got 21 people coming after you, I don't know, sir. I'm gonna have to see how this play out for you.
And they all the same. None of them changing.
Exactly,
none of them changing,
bro.
But yet again, you know what? He has not been charged criminally. That's the key shit.
That is true.
It's all civil.
That is true. Because my thing is, if they really had something, they would be going after him like they go after everybody else. And that's my thing. If you're going to say that somebody did something, don't just go after their pockets. Go after them. Like, because to me, if you rape somebody or if you sexually assault somebody, you deserve to spend all your time in jail. I don't care. Because if somebody tells you stop or no, like, and that's the thing that I'm not really seeing. With all the stuff that I'm hearing, it's more kind of like entrapment type shit. It's not like, oh, he tried to put his dick in somebody's mouth inappropriately. Like, the girl was like, his penis brushed up against me. Bitch, he was naked. What was his penis supposed to do? Like, did you leave the room? Like, you didn't leave the room so he could get dressed. So, obviously, I'm not really understanding. Okay, anyways, I've been in way too many massage parlors, but I'm not going to. That ain't my case. Let's keep moving.
I wasn't chiming in on none of that because I've been to both. I've been to the happy ending and I've been to the regular.
Right. And it's crazy because it's like, I ain't going to touch that one. I'm going to let everybody else have that one. We're going to move on. Number 27, Georgia has changed its early voting legislation so you have to have an ID to early vote. And bins are put on the inside of the building. Both of those don't really bother me as much. The one that bothered me is when they said, you can't pass out food and water to people standing in line. Bitch, what?
Oh, that's a law now?
Yeah. Unless you actually work for the polls, and what people don't realize is poll workers, by most legislation rights, are not allowed to pass out food and water because they're working the polls. They just put a law in place saying that outsiders can't pass out food and water to people standing in line. It would now become a criminal offense. Well, goddamn, y'all some old selfish-ass bastards.
Listen, you know what it is. You know what it is.
All right.
And they're gonna keep you from some shit. That's how they do it.
Oh yeah. Number 28. Jeopardy is looking for a host to replace Alex Trebek. Everybody has sucked except the executive producer. I mean, that is true. Like, they are horrible.
But listen, man, when a person's been doing, he's been doing it, been hosting that show ever since I remember. So
he was the only host until
no, it was others before him. I think it was one other before him.
Yeah, that's when. So. But that was when the show was under a different name. Once Alex took it over, they changed the name to Jeopardy, and then they ran with it.
Okay, but like I said.
That's a Merv Griffin production, because when they had the original name, it was still based out of Canada. And then once they made it an American-type show and Alex fit the bill and they had what they wanted to go with it, then that's when they made the final change. So I'm not going to lie. Jeopardy is really one of those shows that I've just really followed the history of it. I read the book on Merv Griffin, how he accidentally created the show and everything. Like, it's just one of those shows I really love, so...
He created all that shit. All
yeah,
that day, all those daytime shows.
But that was one of his personal favorites, because that was an accident. He actually created that show initially on accident, and then when he reformatted it to do it with Alex, that was also kind of like an accident. So, and, you know, great accidents stand the test of time. All right, let's get into these other ones, because we still got a couple of other things to do to wrap up the show tonight. Let's see, stimulus checks came out. All y'all got y'all stimmies and already broke. Joe Biden tripping on the stairs going up Air Force One. Joe, you can't get hurt, bro. You already old. Like, you got to be careful. You know, when you old and you trip, like, you fuck around and throw a knee out, fuck up a hip. Like, he can't be doing too much. Slow down, Joe. We already think you about to have, you know, cerebral palsy or something, because, bro, you're looking rougher every day. Let's see. Joe Biden slips up during the speech of the State of the Union. I didn't catch it, so I don't know what he said. I hope it wasn't that bad. 32, Kurt Franklin's son trying to put him on blast by sharing that his dad cussed him out. Listen, let me tell you, Kurt Franklin went full plies.
And then guess what? He talked about he gonna change his last name like Kurt give a fuck.
You be all right. Listen, Kurt Franklin ain't hurting for nobody, and I'm with Kurt on that one. If your child wanna be a dumbass and not enjoy his inheritance, that's on him.
Right.
Let's see. Got a couple of more here. 33. Bobby Brown claims he taught, 33, Kobe Bryant's mother-in-law is suing the estate. She's just trying to get paid. She's just being a classic hoe. Sad part, she's basically suing her own daughter. So that's sad. Bobby Brown claims he taught Michael Jackson how to moonwalk. Cocaine is a hell of a drug. Crack is whack.
He said it. I believe he did, man. I believe he did. Never changed up his story, bro.
Okay.
He ain't never changed story.
I mean,
he's told
it
many times.
Okay. they not here to talk about it, so I can't prove that one. You know, Bobby be on some good shit.
But they all got it from James Brown, so.
There you go. Let's see. Reggie Warren died. Jamil French from the show Degrassi. I don't know what happened with that one. And then we have the happy 1 year anniversary of COVID. And we are the 1 year, 1 month removed from Rush Limbaugh passing away. Celebrate an ignorant person no longer being on earth. So those are all the things that we needed to wrap up for the month. All right, guys, before we go to commercial break, who do you guys have for Black People is Dope?
In all honesty, tonight I do not have anyone.
Dean, who you got?
I'm going to go with Denzel. Why not? Man been putting out quality work since forever. And not even really getting that recognized about it. So, I'll go with him.
Well, since we're talking about living people, I wanted to this night for me is about honoring people who technically has shaped who I am as a person. And my black person is dope is none other than my big sister. And the reason why I picked her is not because of selfish reasons, but this is the first person in life that I actually grew up wanting to be like. I followed her everywhere. One of the biggest things about getting up in the morning and being ready and getting up to accomplish tasks and being goal-oriented came from her. Like, she was the first person who told me, if you get up and be ready, you don't have to worry about getting ready. You can accomplish anything that you need to do if you just get up and set your mind to it. She was never afraid of anything. She was never afraid of anybody. Just fought like a dude, loved like a girl, and just accomplished all of the goals that she had in her path. And to not only see her grow up and become an amazing young lady, but to now be a grandmother, having young men that she raised who not only are growing up and being in their kids' lives and being honorable men, but still taking the time to spoil and love on their mother. When kids come back to love on you, that says a lot about who you are as a person and what you've accomplished as a person. So, Lucy, Cheryl, I love you. Shout out to you. Give you your flowers while you're here. All right, y'all, we'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Close to me.
right, y'all, we are back. We get so much slack in the production room. I'm like, listen, y'all, we gotta get them something mixed up too. Now, we didn't have party music, we didn't have twerk music. Listen, people are getting broke up with right now. It is spring. COVID is ending. They get to go back out here in the streets. They don't want to be cooped up with the same person that they've been looking up for the last 18 months. They done had a kid together. They ready to move on. It is time to DX these niggas.
All right, whatever,
good
buddy.
Good.
Tell me whatever. Tell me whatever.
No, I wanted to do something different, man. Sometimes you got to give people some new music because people go through emotions. We have
I understand, my guy.
All right,
I
y'all,
understand, my guy.
We got to do something real quick. Our winner of tonight's raffle is none other than Mr. Clayton himself. Mr. Clayton, please call in to 563-999-3090 to claim your prize. Again, that is 563-999-3090 to claim your prize. Guys, let's make a couple of announcements. We have Houston, December 10th and 11th, the Ugly, Sexy, Naughty Lingerie Party. Tickets will be on sale May 1st. VIP tickets and Luxuria membership tickets are currently on sale. If you need those, reach out to me now so we can get you taken care of before we put on the general ticket sales. We were supposed to have a guest today. The guest had a emergency, so she ended up having to cancel the show. We will get her rescheduled at another date that best fits her. Just understand, be patient with people. Life does happen, and we must be mindful of people when life situations do happen. We are, SCB Catering is currently on vacation for the next 2 weeks. The oils is available, the photo bomb is available, and all other activities are available, but SCB Catering is on 2 week vacation, so holler at us after that. Fallen Angels, you got any promotions going on over there, boo?
No, not quite yet. Catch me in the
right.
And we'll be together.
Fallen Angels is on vacation too. It's spring break. She got them badass. She got them badass kids. Okay,
but
not all of them.
What we not about to do is talk about my chair now. That's not what we about to do. We not about to talk about my chair. Leave them alone. Leave them alone. Leave them out of this.
Are they being good?
They fine.
They fine. Okay,
and they not bad. They just active as hell. They like the kids like when we grew up. They not like these kids today. They like
so they
us
bad
when
like
we were younger.
So they bad like they mom.
They boy.
Mm-hmm.
They bad like they mom.
They mama.
I have nothing else for tonight. So let's do what we normally do, and y'all know what it is. It's that time of the night. It is time for the word of the night. D, you up, sir?
Oh, man, don't rest on your laurels, man. Stand on whatever you want to stand on, man. It is what it is. If you rub a person the wrong way, clock them.
Oh.
That's how I feel about it. So, man, stand on your shit.
Okay.
I like that.
All right. Listen,
man, y'all just live life to the fullest. Don't let nobody say stop y'all from doing what y'all want to do. Enjoy life, live life, and love life. And I'm gone. Good night.
Guys, as we go into spring, chase your goals. Chase your dreams. It's never too late to accomplish anything that you want to accomplish. The word that we have been throwing around all this week has been resilient, overcoming, and positive. So I ask you to be resilient, overcome, and I ask you to figure out how to remain positive. On that note, I love y'all. I'll holla.
Sleeping face.